106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, or Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. I wish I was had a tape of this back in 2008 when Justin Trudeau was elected as a member of parliament for the first time. I said on air, that man is going to be prime minister of Canada one day. He's got that X factor, that sort of charisma that you either have or you don't.
He exudes leadership and positive leadership. Leadership that's looking to address issues, not to entrench his party into a power structure.
Yeah.
Even though that's probably going to happen anyways because it's politics.
One group of people he is popular with is anyone who's an advocate for marijuana or the business of marijuana. Since he was elected, even though this law hasn't been enacted yet, from what I've heard, it's just been brisk business. Marijuana companies moving up here, people who want to do marijuana research, they're laying the groundwork for marijuana legalization whenever it happens. But it's something he promised.
He's already said it's going to move forward. What it looks like, I think, is what we have to wait for. And it might be a bit of a process. But I've long said, legalize it, tax it, and you do two things. You get a new source of revenue for your government. Awesome.
Yeah.
And you put drug dealers kind of out of business, and it's so connected with organized crime. And not only that, people are going to stop getting criminal records for being found in possession of less than 3 grams of weed. And I think that culturally we're there and we're ready. But in terms of planning, I'm quite interested, especially for Canmore and Banff, how this is going to be addressed in a land use way.
If only you would think of land use and zoning when it comes to, legalization of marijuana. How's that going to fall into play?
In Colorado, a lot of ski towns and tourist destinations upon the legalization of weed went through the process of a land use decision of where is it appropriate to have these businesses? Are they allowed storefronts on the main street, or do they have to be in an industrial area?
That'd be weird, actually, having a marijuana dispensary just right on Main Street Canmore. I mean,
right next to the olive oil store, maybe, yeah. You know?
Yes, sure, why not?
And then also we can get into edibles. Baking with marijuana.
Is that a thing in places where it's been legalized, like Colorado?
Absolutely.
Really?
What if it's a coffee shop that sells a product like that as well? Yeah. So to make it a local thing, really have to start thinking about, if this is going to be something that's legalized, where does it fit in our communities in terms of a retail establishment?
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking when you were saying coffee shop selling marijuana. I mean, it sounds like such a weird concept, but I mean, right now there's a lot of coffee places that are licensed and can sell alcohol. It wouldn't be much different than that in theory.
Obviously, due to smoking regulations, we'll be allowed to be inside.
Sure.
But that's why there's edibles. And I think this year there was a really important decision when it came to medical marijuana and edibles. The government under Stephen Harper was resisting allowing people to access that as a way to consume marijuana to help with whatever condition it was that they needed it for. And they lost. It's not just smoking weed.
And benefits, as you mentioned before, economically. I actually did a research project on the legalization of marijuana a few years ago. And tax revenue-wise, it could provide the government something like $300 to $400 million. They're saying it could be a $5 billion industry in Canada.
There's a reason why companies like Ross Rebliati's Ross's Gold have started up and have investors, because this day was coming for Canada. Mm-hmm. We progressives and people who would like to see marijuana taken out of the hands of organized crime and regular Canadians not be criminalized for wanting to partake have been waiting for this. And it's happening. And so there's a business case. And all we have to do is look south to some of the states that have legalized it and what's happened there. And the story is good.
Colorado, Washington State, they've legalized it and they haven't gone to pot.